a wall. It's still talking about the outside. So a common wall was never to be a buffer. It should have been denied from the very beginning. But anyway, we did go do all the history, and y'all know the history because we've been here before. The original Decision 3 by our developer did not request, and it was not given any nightly rentals. And the Homeowners Association and the developer decided that when the economy was down, that they would take the empty villas and do a golf package, and that was strictly what it was. It was an empty villa with a golf package. And they started it, but that contract said that no one could rent outside that contract. So people just went ahead and rented, and that's how the first 16 was approved, because the board felt sorry for them, and that's on record. The compatibility, it is not compatible. It was stated there. And Branson Creek is a residential community, and that's how it was platted. We are individually owned. We are ownership of each half. That is our house, so it is residential. Nightly rentals become commercial. So it definitely does need a better buffer than a 10-inch non-soundproof wall. And since this is a public hearing, I think that you started out doing your discussions orally over the mic. When Branson Creek brought to you in an appeal to deny them, you kind of huddled back in the back, and you did your discussion privately, and I think that maybe because this is a public hearing that it should be all public, and we were denied that when we brought our cases forward. So I hope that tonight it's all open, and I do know that the PNZ is now asking questions about CC&Rs. They're asking if there is anything in the CC&Rs against nightly rentals. We do have a paragraph in ours, CC&Rs, that says it's a lease, and every lease has to be approved by the HOA, and every lease has to be on file with them. That's an impossibility with nightly rentals. And so I just want to bring that forward. They are asking that question now at the PNZ, and they are also now asking for a buffer plan, a complete plan. And that is a rule now coming up with all the applications coming forward for nightly rentals. But residential areas should not be ruined by nightly rentals. And I think that's about it.
Any questions?
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Sandra?
Hi, I'm Sandra Strange, and I'm going to give you a handout here.
Thank you.
What I just handed you is the handout that I passed out also to the planning and zoning, except I have added a couple things at the back. So I'm going to go through that with you. And most of what I'm going to say is what I also said in front of the planning and zoning. This applicant is my common wall neighbor. And I want to emphasize to you, I have actually never met these people, even though they bought this unit in March of 2016. And the unit was sold to them by owner and not through any real estate agent. The original owner bought this unit at the same time that Wes and I bought ours, which was in 2006. This unit was always been a single family resident and was never on any type of rental program. When the Coxes originally took their application to the planning and zoning, I called and spoke with the original owner. And she told me that never during any of their negotiations was there a discussion that this unit could be placed on any type of a nightly rental program, or were they planning to make it a nightly rental. Their plans at that time was that this was going to be their vacation home. And I first want to share with you, and it's the first thing there in your packet, is an email that Mr. Cox wrote back in March of 2017, when everyone in our neighborhood had the opportunity to clean the roofs and the siding of the villas at a substantial reduction in cost. Because there were so many of us having it done, they reduced it. And I'm going to just read that first line to you. And this is what he said. Honestly, I am not interested in spending another dime on this villa. Certainly not any money that will increase the value of any other villa. Considering the way some of the permanent residents have treated us, including our common wall neighbor. Thanks, but no thanks. So I ask you, if he is not willing to invest to have his roof cleaned, as he makes perfectly clear by his email, what makes you think that he would be willing to invest the $6,000 that the fire department is going to require of him to install the fire suppression system, since this unit has never been a rental and cannot be grandfathered in? And the next is a few pictures showing the villas either side of him, and you can see plainly that he never had his unit clean. And then the next email is from a neighbor when he got into a dispute with her over her dogs. Now, I'm not going to read it to you because of the language she uses, but I can think that it plainly goes to his attitude and that he doesn't really want to be a good member of our community. And then we have the issue of the barrier. The developer designed the villas to be single-family residents, not to be used as commercial properties. One of the original contractors verified the specs in these units that they are separated by only 2x6 studs insulated with 5/8 drywall on either side of the wall with 1.5-inch airspace between the wall. Mr. Cox has placed his TV and his sound equipment on this common wall. So this is no barrier to the sound and the noise. Then you have the parking issue. You have the a picture there of his driveway. At the concept meeting, he presented a drawing showing room for 6 cars, but it will not accommodate parking for that many vehicles because of the grade of the driveway. You also have the copy of the letter from the doctor that has treated Wes for the past 45 years, who mentions that it would be detrimental to his health. And the last two pictures there are something that I added since the planning and zoning meeting. And at that time, you know that they were denied their application. Those pictures show people sitting in their driveway waiting for someone to come and let them in. Now, I can only assume, but it appears that he ignored the denial and he went ahead and rented the unit anyway. Well, as they brought to your attention, since his denial, we have actually put the unit up for sale. Mr. Cox got a realtor to let him in and show him through our unit. And when he had the showing, we were in the process of reorganizing. We were moving furniture in, and we were moving furniture out. In his application this evening, He refers to Wes and I as non-owners. Our money is still invested in this property. Our name is still on the warranty deed, and we are still using this property. We are very much owners. Mr. Boone, as you are well aware in your profession and with your experience, Wes and I could still own this unit 2 years from now. So as long as our name is on that warranty deed, nothing has changed. Planning and zoning did not make a mistake. My husband's health, yes, is a very, very important issue, but there are other factors. This unit has never been a nightly rental. He obviously does not want to spend more money to bring this unit up to the safety standards. Parking is not adequate. We have the barrier issue, and this is not compatible as these units were built to be single family units. Planning and zoning got it right. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for Mrs. Strain? Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Any other speakers that wish to say anything? Applicant, would you like to respond to anything before we vote?
Yes, sir.
Just a couple things. On the wall that they're discussing, again, I think we've pretty much made it clear the buffer that they're referring to is exterior between properties. And that wall is 13 and a half inches wide. It's 5 1/4 studs with a 3-inch space in the middle, if we need to know there. And then I really have no idea what they're talking about on the dog thing, to be honest with you, so that's news to me. And then, I mean, I guess from everything I see in terms of the requirements that are in the code, we should be complying with the buffer and the compatibility and the health part. And to say that we haven't put any value in it, we've got at least $50,000 just in audio, video, and furniture, and we redid the deck outside. We have an outdoor kitchen area. And yes, I have had family that comes to the house, and I do let them in remotely. That's how I can pull up my phone and let people in, so hopefully that's not a... I mean, it is my house, so I do have friends and family that come there, but...
And in reference to the non-owners, we're meaning they don't own our property, so they... That's not meaning that they don't own their property. Obviously, they still own their property. And they did list their days, their home 11 days after our meeting that we were denied upon. But to go back to why we're here, the buffer.
Compatibility.
Compatibility, and then the basis of the denial for the health, those errors. Because, as you can see, the compatibility, there's obviously 20-plus others in the neighborhood. The buffer should meet the requirements per the code, and then the health of a neighbor from a doctor's note should not have any bearing upon whether or not we meet the requirements per the Taney County code book.
Does anyone have any questions for the applicants? I'm going to share my opinion that the other side owner's health is a compatibility issue. That's my opinion. And if there are no other questions,
based off of the code somewhere? Because I mean,
I'm sharing my opinion that I would consider the next door neighbor, mm-hmm. if we have a doctor's letter that says that it impacts their health, to me, I consider that a compatibility issue. That's my opinion. We're going to talk amongst ourselves and discuss things, but do you have a final comment?
They don't live there, I guess.
But if they don't live there, maybe that's not in consideration anymore, if that's no longer their permanent place of residence.
She just told me they still own it and they still reside there. Maybe not permanently or all time, but they still reside there. So I'm just sharing my opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're not the applicant, so no. You're an owner, also part of the applicant. Say what you need.
The health thing, it is a concern to all of us. I mean, we're not unconcerned about the neighbor's health, but It just doesn't seem, I'm trying to put this all in context of